And again, lots of topics. We're going to try to do them, you know, in a measured way, so we don't get too stuck. But what we did so far was we read the Gemara. I think we were in the middle of reading the Gemara. Here, just let's finish up the reading. Who is reading for us?
Me.
You were.
Yeah. Okay.
Before that, you know, broadside attack on the Chazon Ish. But okay. So let's just finish up the Shach of Atalia first, and then continue with our analysis. Go ahead.
Where were we?
Dilovid state avos badi adadi nami state told us badi adadi mechayev.
Okay. The Rabbi Eliezer the mechayev atolda b'mechom av. Amai kari le av v'amai kari le tolda.
So Rabbi Eliezer, of course, is a very important sheet. We don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, but it's important to understand his view, and also since it is a counterweight, to understand whether there's how far does Rabbi Eliezer go, because that's a model, and to what extent, depending on how far he goes, to what extent do we reject, you know, conceptually his view? We do think that a tolda b'makomav is not chayev. A separate korban, but is there something about Rabbi Eliezer? Is there any midrash Rabbi Eliezer nishma korban? It's basically what I'm asking in terms of establishing the independent stature of tolda. Is Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush a chiddush in the relationship between avos and toldos and hilchos Shabbos, or is it a chiddush in what we'll call chiluk malachos? Right, and it's what it takes to accomplish chiluk malachos. That's an open question. We'll see. We'll talk about that. Let's just identify right now the questions, and then we'll talk about more about them as we go on. So that's a question to think about. What is Rabbi Eliezer saying, and how much is it rejected? Okay. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Okay. We don't have as clear an afkamina anymore, right? Go ahead. Kach tahava b'mishkan.
Kach tahava b'mishkan chashivye kari le av.
So the Gemara basically saying it depends on the Mishkan. But here also, the question is whether, you know, on a technical level, the Gemara is giving a good answer. In other words, what is a tolda for Rabbi Eliezer? You know, the answer is it's distinguished by the Mishkan. Okay. But in the bigger picture again, it depending on what Rabbi Eliezer said, and depending on how the Chachamim, you know, the reason for their disagreement. So the Chachamim don't think that distinguishes avos and toldos, or that's obvious. Moreover, why does the Mishkan distinguish, and what is the right girsa here? Again, Tosas has different girsos here and in Shabbos. We're going to go through each one of them to discuss its significance. Is it, you know, hach tahava, the way we have it in our text, hach tahava b'mishkan chashiva, Korolayav. Some have the girsa hach tahava b'mishkan v'chashiva. What do we mean? Do we mean that anything that's in the Mishkan is chashuv, or the chashuv things in the Mishkan, or you need chashivos and Mishkan? Let's say you have a davar chashuv that's not in the Mishkan, right? But everybody agrees it's a davar chashuv, right? So that's a lot also to consider technically, and again conceptually, in terms of understanding avos and toldos. So we need to get back to that. Okay. But either way, that's the Shabbos part of the sukkah, right? We'll stop here for a second because we wanted the Tumos and the Zikin after that. So let's go back to what we did. What we did so far was we analyzed avos and avos in Shabbos. Okay, and it's a much bigger topic, obviously, but we're not going to do more about the avos and avos part. I was interested in avos and avos, you know, per se in its own right because it's important. It comes up here. And also, as they say, a model, a paradigm for the equivalent of other avos and avos, especially what we're spending the year on, and that is avos nezikin, right? When you have, you know, more than one av within the same halachic category, so there are, you know, certain natural questions, you know, that need to be, you know, pinned down. And they are the questions that we already established are very, you know, much discussed and debated in great specificity in the case of Shabbos is Av Av. Again, it doesn't mean that every Av Av is the same. It doesn't mean that every Av Atolda is the same. But these are questions that are endemic, you could say, right, to the categories themselves. So we talk about Av Av within the same, you know, rubric. So our question is naturally, are we talking about like the equivalent of Shemos Nifradim? In other words, the common denominator is very broad, but we're dealing with, you know, still something like Chelev and Dam, which are, you know, classically Shemos Nifradim. Or in the opposite direction, are we talking about, you know, since we are emphasizing the same rubric, you know, so what we really mean is that it's, you know, it's different types of Chelev or different types of Dam. In other words, we're expanding the differences or we are minimizing the differences. In which case, if we minimize the differences, then Av Av are just examples of different applications of a single concept and a single Mechayev, right? Or third possibility, which we saw last time, which we discussed in great also detail, is that maybe there's one shame, that's the common denominator, but maybe still the differences aren't just applications, they are within that shame, different maisa beira, different suros of how to violate, and where the maisa and the tsura is also a factor, right? It's not as big a factor as a shame, you know, Shoneh, but it is a different Maisa Veira, a different type of Maisa Veira, and then you have to figure out what dinim depend on different Shemos Iser, and what dinim depend on specific individual Maisa Veiras. And then the fourth idea, and that is that you have two dinim, meaning that it's possible that there's, you know, a broad shame which they share in common, in one sense, you know, every member of the same Av, you know, community is the same in one respect. They overlap, in other words. All of, you know, there's something called Melachas Shabbos, to be specific in this case. You know, and on another level, right, there are also separate shame. Vis-a-vis each other, they're different. And, you know, there is also a common denominator, you know, et cetera. And then, two, you have to figure out if there's, you know, a common single shame as well as different Shemos Nifradim. So what issues depend on which? Which depend on the fact that there is a common shame and which depend on there being differences? Right. So in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, these ideas are very, as I say, explicit. And also you might make different distinctions between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha is one. Shigas Shabbos, you know, you know, binding everything together, Shigas Malacha, you know, focusing on the differential, Yom Tov and Shabbos, with Yom Kippur in between, there being maybe certain malachos, you know, that are more nitan to having, you know, only like a common denominator identity or a klali identity, as opposed to an individual identity, right? Things like Makom HaPatish. So within the world of Shabbos, it's clear that the distinctions that we're making, the different perspectives, all exist. Do they exist exactly the same way in Shvius, where there are avos, in Avodah Zarah, right, in Nezikin? Same questions, not necessarily the same answer. So what we dealt with so far on the level of avos and avos for Shabbos was, number one, what do you do with the pasuk, losasa kol malacha, which is a klali pasuk, common to all. At the same time, the Torah itself has very specific references to individual malachos. Not so many, but losavaru eish b'chol moshe osechem, if it's a chalek yatzos. You also have hotza'ah, right, referred to possibly twice, you know, in the Torah. Again, the details are not important for now. It might be connected to Hotzah being a Malacha Geruah, whatever that means. It might differentiate Hotzah from other Malachos. Right? We have, references to Charisha and Katsira, depending on whether it's only Shemitah or also Shabbos, but Charisha and Katsir. So on the one hand, you have one pasuk, and then you have individual references. What about Hasra, right? What about Chiluk Malachos, how natural that is? And again, we talked about, you know, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shvius. Tziruf L'Shiur, if you can get over, you know, the apples and oranges problem, obviously, you know, the more klali it is, the easier it is to be combining the two. The more prati it is, you know, you can't say, oh, Chatzi Shir, Chaleb and Chatzi Shir, you know, Nevela, you know, that's not going to work. You know, so Lav Shebeklalos, we talked about the different perspectives, Yedio Sachet. So these are all different, and there are a couple of more issues which highlight how many, you know, do you count in Binyan and Mitzvos. So all these issues, you know, establish that there's a very fierce, wide-ranging debate between the, you know, various Makaros, Mefarshim, Shitos, about how to look at the various Avos and Shabbos. Okay. So that's the background. Now, what we want to do now is discuss the impact that this has on Avos and Toldos. Again, starting with Shabbos, because that's what the first case of the Gemara is. But again, as, you know, the Gemara is presenting it as a paradigm, right? The Gemara is saying, you know, we don't know about the status of Toldos in the Zikin, whatever that means. You know, we have the, you know, the model of Shabbos, and we have the model of Tumah V'Tahal. And we're wondering where this fits in. Is it, you know, like one, like the other, somewhere in between? This Gemara, basically, implicitly, is doing exactly, you know, is it not the justification for what we're doing, but it's exactly what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to look broadly at parallels and try to figure out broadly, you know, what the objective, you know, questions are, and being mindful that applications, different applications, may, you know, precisely break down in terms of distinctions, but at least, you know, to provide that framework. So that's what the Gemara itself is doing. So when it comes to Avos and Toldos and Shabbos, right, it is, again, clear what the questions are, and it's also clear, once again, that we have a range. And broadly speaking, again, you know, there are two perspectives. One is that the difference between Avos and Toldos, you know, is primarily epistemological. Okay, that sounds very daunting, but what I mean by that only is, you know, how you know, what is your source of information, you know, where does it come from, essentially? How do you know that these are Asurim B'Shabbos? Right? In the Avos, there, you know, there's, you know, a source, let's say. We'll talk about that source in a minute. And in the Toldos are derived from the Avos. It's a process. But the Avos aren't derived from each other. They're, you know, connect because of the connection to the Mishkan, you know, because of the word Malacha, you know, or some sort of combination thereof, which we'll discuss in just a second. So we know the Lamates Avos Malacha, and we're able somehow to identify them. Although, you know, as the Mishnah says in Chagiga, you know, a lot of Hilchos Shabbos is, you know, hanging by a thread, meaning, you know, there's a lot of detail in Hilchos Shabbos, and it's a very big Masechta, a lot of pages. You know, there's a lot of, you know, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It's an Aruch Chaim topic also. You know, it's a massive, massive topic. And if you look in the, there are many parshios in the Torah, but the many parshios in the Torah about it, right, don't really ever specify all the Avos Malacha, and they certainly don't specify the Dinim of Malachas Makshavas, you know, and many other Dinim either. So it's tricky. At the end of the day, though, we know the Avos, you know, however, you know, whatever our methodologies in Torah Shabbat Peh, you know, are alone or in extracting, you know, from Torah Shabbat Tzav, we're confident that the, you know, the Mishnah in Shabbos delineates the Malachos. You know, so we know what the Avos Malacha are. But how do we get to the Toldos? The answer is we get to the Toldos through the Avos. Okay? That already means it's a process. And once that happens, there are two ways, you know, to look at that process. Right? One way is that's what I mean about it being, you know, exclusively epistemological, meaning we don't really care in the end of the day how we get to the fact that toldos are a violation of Shabbos, you know, and a full violation of Shabbos, because you know, it was hard probably to get the avos out of Torah Shabbat Tzav through Torah Shabbat Peh, and now just another layer how to get, you know, from the avos to the toldos. And if that's the Mesorah, how we're supposed to do it, that's how we're supposed to do it. In the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, what the methodology was, whether there were, in some cases, it was like a first level of knowledge, you know, and then a second level of knowledge. In the end of the day, it's, you know, if you know how to do the right, the process properly, and you end up with the right information, you know, and, you know, told the same Arkiyotze Behen, like the Gemara says here on Beis Amud Aleph, right, that, you know, Loshna Av Chatas, Loshna Tolda Chatas, Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Tolda Skila. In the end of the day, it's all fine and good. The easiest way, you know, to explain that, you know, is also to explain that, you know, that this is done in a most natural way, you know, as well. Meaning that it isn't such a difficult process. Once you know the Avos Melacha, this is an extreme, this is a very compelling extreme. Once you know the Avos Melacha, so then, you know, the Tzura of the Melacha becomes irrelevant, right? Because, you know, once you know the Tzura of HaMelachos, you're able to figure out what the Tachlis HaMelacha fundamentally is. And once you have that, then you have the, that's what makes it Av and Av, right? The rest is, again, purely epistemological. And if that's really true, then there's no discrepancy, there's no dilution, right, between the Av and the Tolda. The Av provided us with an identity, which in turn provided us with a, you know, a telos, or you know, a Tachlis HaMelacha, a purpose. And once that is true, then you just apply it to the toldos. Every tolda is as much a malacha on Shabbos as every av, you know, notwithstanding the hard, heavy lifting it took, you know, to get there. That is one approach. And according to that approach, as I say, a tolda is a very natural. There can still be issues to try to figure out, you know, in a you know, subtle, you know, and very precise way, like what is the Tachlis HaMelacha, you know, when there are different ways to formulate it. You can still have points of contention. But at the end of the day, everything is about the Tachlis HaMelacha, so then everything is the same. Everything is the same. Not across the Avos necessarily, right? But certainly between Avos and Toldos. There's no fall off whatsoever. On the other hand, the more you look at the Tzuras HaMelacha, you know, and that initial Yichus as being an Av, as being something that, you know, plays a role, either, and this is a hard argument to make, I think, either because that Tzura contributes to a purer Tachlis, you know, that's kind of the Platonic model, if you want to say that, or just that the Tzura itself, the yichus of it, the fact that this is the, you know, av tipus, that it is the paradigm, you know, gives it or makes it the prime, you know, there's a mechayev aspect of that, not just a gilui milsa is what I'm saying. So it isn't epistemological. There's a process here which creates from the stature of avos melacha, right, an expanded notion of melacha. Right? But if that's what's happening, so then it's an open question what the status of a tolda and what the definition of a tolda is. Is the chiddush that you have avos melacha which create, you know, a tolda, you know, even though the replication process isn't perfect and there is a, you know, there is a bit of lost, you know, stature at minimum along the way. The tzura matters, the yichus matters. Nonetheless, you know, the tolda is also chayiv. Right? Or is it even more than that? And that is that the, you know, the tolda is only half, you know, of the av. I don't mean, you know, quantitative half. I mean, it's a tachlis b'li tzura, but the tzura, you know, doesn't just give extra yichus. Maybe it, and it's not just a, you know, a nod to the process that created it. There are two levels in this process. Maybe, you know, temporally, you know, and maybe even in terms of stature, you know, we see them, that they're avos and they're toldos. So I'm just saying, even then, there's a debate how much, you know, of an attenuation there should be. The more you think that the tsura of the av, you know, continues to play an important role in the mechayev, the more the tolda is a certainly only a tafel or a compromise of it. If it's more, you know, the stature of it, and the fact that it was produced through this process, but still per se the tachlis is mostly what makes something the malacha, right? Then the fallout is going to be much less. That's a second perspective here. Within that, there's also a wild idea. Well, so there are two other ideas, and the wild idea, which isn't so wild, is that the tzura matters, right? Let me say it this way. Assuming that the tzura of the malacha matters, right? So there are really two ways, you know, there are two conclusions you can reach, right? One is that the tzura matters, and therefore the tolda is inferior, you know, less acute than the av, because it doesn't have that tzura. Right, that's also a Platonic, you know, approach. You know, but assuming again that the perfect form includes the tzura. The other possibility is that the tzura matters, and therefore the tolda's own tzura, right, becomes fused with its tachlis to become, right, it could still be tafel, or it could be equal, but especially if it's equal, it becomes kind of a rival, right, to the av. That's the av produces the tolda, but the process isn't one in which, it's not just a reflection of the tachlis, and it's not just, despite the lack of tzura, the tachlis is sufficient. It's that, you know, the tachlis hamalacha of the av has the ability, right, to combine with its tzura to create, right, a new shame malacha. Okay, that's such an obvious idea, but according to that idea, instead of getting the result of tafel, you get a result of a more independent tolda. The fourth possibility is what we, you know, is the idea that every tolda, right, is not just absent the tzura, but that it, you know, only has, you know, the status of, you know, the generic Iser Malacha. And that, you know, appears not to be normatively true, at least not fully, because if it were, then we would really paskin, right, that toldos of different avos, or a tolda of a different av and another av would not be chayv shtayim. And that's not true. But if anybody thought that was plausible for a second, then that's what ran through their mind. So the line in the Rambam that we were talking about, again, the Rambam has two chidushim, really more, in Hilchos Shgagos. Right? Are you? What does the Rambam say in Shgagos? There's another chidush also there, but what does he have?
Zion
head,
right?
Zion. Yes.
Okay,
so that's Av Vitolda, Vitoldo Sav, the Helen Achas, right.
The Ainsar Lomar, Haosa, Toldos Harbe, shall
Av Echo, Shaino Chai, Velachatos Achas. So this is this Ainsar Lomar is obvious or not?
No.
No. Right? By saying Ein Tzorech Lomar, again, the Rambam isn't paskening anything radical, But he's telling us what ran through his mind. What ran through his mind? That ha'osa toldos harbe shal av echad have more in common with each other, right? Then an av and a toldo. Two toldos have more in common than an av and a toldo. Okay? So is that true?
Is that true?
I mean, how could that be true?
If you thought that like a toldo was like completely different, like a toldo level was, again, fundamentally different than an av, and a toldo was so different.
First off, they're both stigmatized as being toldos, and that matters. It's not just their dilution from the av, but it gives them a sort of an identity, right? Then that may be true. Right, and that's their tuffelness, or their you know, being produced by the av, their clone status, if you will, you know, the clone and the source, you know, are more or less similar to two clones. The answer is, well, if the clone means what it got from, all it means is what it got from the source. So it's equal or closer to the av, right? But if the status of being a clone, let's say, itself is part of its new identity, right? Then its cloneness is something that it shares, right? Can you say cloneness? Yeah? What?
Now we can.
Now we can. Its cloneness is something that it shares with its fellow toldo. Anyway, this is a very important line in the Rambam, not lahalacha, but in terms of the way that he was thinking. Okay, it also may highlight why, for the Rambam, there's a difference, as we'll discuss, between me'ein ha'av and a toldo. Because a me'ein ha'av doesn't have any cloneness. Right? Okay. And then the Rambam says, yeah. So he did two toldos. The Ram just told us that Av and a toldo is one. Two toldos are one, even more so. Right? And now he's basically, Yirali is something that the Rambam rarely says, but we've encountered it. He tells you, right, that I only say Yirali when I admit that I don't have a clear makor for it, right? So basically he's considering the possibility, I mean he's paskening, that two toldos from different avos are chayiv shtayim, but he's considering the possibility that maybe they would be chayiv achas. Now that only makes sense, again, if the cloneness, you know, aspect sticks to the tolda, right? Again, that will also explain why me'ina av, you know, is different than a tolda, because it doesn't have that cloneness-esque, you know, dimension, right? Once you can say cloneness, you can say cloneness-esque. Yeah. Correct? And maybe what he was thinking of was also that toldos are just generic malachos, right? And therefore, if you do two toldos, not only is it, you know, the fact that you are, you know, that they're two clones, you know, that approximates them too much to each other. But maybe, you know, there's no chilek malachos when you're in generic mode. So doing an av and a tolda, you know, of course you're not chayiv shtayim. Doing two toldas, of course you're not chayiv shtayim. You know, but maybe by the same token, two toldos. Again, why is it yearly? Why isn't it more obvious to the Rambam? Okay, that's something that people talked about. But again, these two lines in the Rambam, the Ein Tzarich Lomar and the Yirali, really highlight, you know, what we are talking about. So there's an interesting, if you want, again, I don't want to spend so much time on this, I'll just mention another kind of echo of this in the Ritva. Did I give you that Ritva or not? And Zoreya and Zomer and Kutai. Yeah? Is that part of the list? It's unforgettable if you saw it. Was it on the list? I think so, right? What?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that how does it go in the beginning there? An Ayin Gimel base, right, when they start being mefaret the malachos, So, one second. So the Gemara says here, Hazoreya, Hazomer, Hanoteya, Hamavrich, Vahamarkiv, Kula Malacha Achase. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "My Kamashman, a Kamashman also Malacha, Malachas Harbe Me'ain Malacha Achas, in a Chayv Achas." Okay, because you might have thought that they're different, because they're different, slightly different tzuros, certainly. Amar Bach, Amar Bchia Bara Ashi, Zomer Chay Mishum Noteya, V'Hanoteya, V'Hamavrich, V'Hamarkiv, Chayv Mishum Zoreya. And the Gemara says Mishum Zoreya and Mishum Noteya. Lo Ema Af Mishum Zoreya. Okay, so these are very difficult Gemaras. Again, we're not learning Shabbos. I don't want to get too deeply involved. This Gemara, together with some other Gemaras, are some of the critical sources for this question, whether or not there's something called Me'ina Av which is separate from a Tolda. Oh. So we'll get back to that. But obviously, the more you think that all we care about in Nitl Shabbos is the Tachlis HaMalacha and the Tzuros don't matter, so, the Av, the Me'ina Av, the Tolda, it's all one thing. If you think that the tzura does matter, right? So you might say, well, me'ena av has a chashuv tzura, right? And maybe the tolda, has either a clone tzura, or it's just a clone, or it's just as we discussed, so you have three levels. Let's say, okay. But the Ritva discusses the following case. Let's say, there's a debate between the Rashi and the Rambam about Zomer, whether Zomer is Me'ina Av or Zomer is a Tolda. Rashi here on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says that Zomer is a Tolda. Again, that's the two formulations, two Brises and the Gemara seem to be saying different things. So the Ritva has the following case. Let's say you have a person does Zoreya, Noteya, and let's say Zomer, right? Zomer is a tolda, let's say, of Noteya. Is that how it goes? So, according to Rashi, so they Zoreya, Zomer, Noteya, Behelamecha. So, says the Ritva, what are you going to be Chayev? Achas. Correct? But let's say you do Zoreya and Zomer, Behelamecha. That's exciting, right? So he says, you'll be chayiv shtayim. And then he says, but how can it be that the more malachos you do, the less onshim you get? Like, that's a good trivia quiz. Right? Like, what's a situation where, you can do more, averos, or even specific to Shabbos? You violate more malachos and you get less karbonos, or less onshim. Says the Ritva, that seems to be what it is. You're marbe be'isur, and you're memayit ba'onesh. Right? But the answer is, right, again, you can't, none of this makes any sense. If we're talking about, unless we're talking about a very specific perspective, an av, me'ein ha'av, and tolda. So the point is that the tolda of Zomer, right? This is the way it works. When you do Zoreya and Noteya, right, so there's a proximity, between the Malachos. They both have the same Tachlis, and they have, equivalent Tzuros. Not the same Tzura, let's say, but equivalent Tzuros. Right? You do an Av and it's Tolda. Right? So they're obviously, very proximate. Either in terms of Iker B'Tafel, right, or in terms of, just the ingredients, whatever it is, that makes this Tolda, its genesis of this Tolda is from this Av. Right? So whatever formulation you want. But the point is the Tolda of Me'ein Ha'av X together with, Me'ein Ha'av Y are too disparate. So it's not, you know, again, had the din been that every tolda is just a generic malacha, or that every tolda is by definition has the, you know, the chalos of being a clone, that this also wouldn't work.
Right.
The point is, it's how differentiated are the things from each other. Do you have the line in the Ritva, by the way? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so that, you know, that's, he did put that in for the trivia thing, like, you know, but that's an amazing shita. So these possibilities that we're talking about, in other words, whether we only care about the tachlis of malacha, or we're talking about tafel v'ikar, or we're talking about generic malacha, you know, or we're talking about the creation, let's say, of a new tzura, and therefore a rival and something more differentiated, these are, you know, clearly not only objectively possible, you know, and you know, the simply flows from the structure of what we're talking about, but these are reflected in the Rambam's Ein Tzarich Lomar, in the Rambam's Yirli, in the Ritva's Perush on Rashi, and other contexts, other things as well. Take Rabbi Eliezer, for example, in light of this, right? So Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yechayiv for Tolda b'makom av. Ah, Yechayiv Tolda b'makom av. So as I said before, that could be, you know, it's hard to know on what plane the argument of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is. Right? Again, in the Gemara here, it sounds a little... parallel Gemara in Shabbos on Tzadivav, in the beginning of Azorek, it sounds a little bit, you know, like the, like it's a fundamental argument. You know, meaning, according to the Chachmela, according to the Chachamim, we know what an Av and a Tolda is. You know, but what are you going to say for Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning what? Rabbi Eliezer holds that the you know, the distance, the discrepancy between Av and Tolda is more blurred. It sounds like, you know, he's not necessarily arguing about a detail, but he's arguing about something fundamental. Again, the counter to that is, no, the Gemara here is not so, you know, conceptually oriented. The Gemara just wants to know, you know, what's a nafgamina? We have a handy nafgamina for the Chachamim. You know, that particular nafgamina doesn't work for Rabbi Eliezer. It sounds in the Gemara like the first, but we can't prove it. You know, it depends on what you think also is your default or initial orientation in shaklevitarias of Gemaras, you know. So... fine. But either way, there are basically, impression of the reading, you know, notwithstanding, two ways to understand the scope of the argument between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. One way is to say that they're not arguing at all in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? They're really arguing in the, you know, in the world of Chilek Chatos. And maybe to say something like the fact that, you know, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yechayiv Tolda b'makom av, you know, is parallel to the perspective that Chiluk Malachos doesn't require separate Shemos. You know, maybe it only requires separate, you know, Maisa Averas. And maybe to create separate Maisa Averas doesn't take so much either. Because just like we said the other day about, you know, Tamchuyin, the day of Tamchuyin Mechalkim, and the expansion of Gufin Mechalkin, right? If it isn't only about, you know, different Heftzas or Gabras, but it's also about different Maisaveras. You know, so basically, Rabbi Lazar is going one further. He's saying, you know, Ovos and Toldos are different enough in the Tzura that that breaks down into enough of a difference in the Maisavera that you can explain Chiluk Hatos. Right? So you lose the Nafkamina, so we need another Nafkamina. But basically, you know, the perspective of what an Av and a Tolda is, you know, and what stature they are, they have, and so on, is something that they agree upon. So, for example, can we extrapolate from Rabbi Eliezer's shita about chiluk malachos, avos and toldos, to any other issue in the you know, analysis of the relationship between avos and toldos? Can we? Like, what will we say about what? See? What issue specifically am I talking about? Itzi? For example?
Hasra.
Hasra. Who said Hasra? Oh, you did.
Ramban.
Yeah. So that is a debate between Tosus and the Ramban. And what does the Ramban say?
You need to be master Rishon HaTolda. You need to be master Rishon HaTolda.
Yeah. The Bali Tosus don't assume that. Right? It seems like the Bali Tosus assume that the question, you can bring Raya from Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim regarding the question of Hasra, and the Ramban in Hazorek, right, takes Tosas on in that quest. Tosas, he says, what are you talking about? You bring a rye from Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim, right, Isaac? Rabbi Eliezer just has a totally different view of Toldos. You can't say Midr Rabbi Eliezer Nishma L'Rabbanan. This is the Nakuda that they're arguing about. And the Bali Tosas say, that's not the Nakuda that they're arguing about. They're arguing about Chiluk Chatos. But they agree about Ovos and Toldos. So Midr Rabbi Eliezer Nishma L'Rabbanan. So according to Tosas, it sounds like, mostly, that Rabbi Eliezer is just saying, I have a lower threshold of Chiluk Malachos and Maisa Averos, you know, and nothing else. And for the Ramban, it sounds like there's a major argument between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding the nature of Ovos and Toldos and their relationship to each other. So what then does Rabbi Eliezer hold according to the Ramban? Probably that the tolda, right, every av malacha needs to be a combination or a fusion of tachlis and tzura, right? So the malacha genesis, can we say that? That takes place to produce toldos, right, is that, you know, you start from the avos, right, it's really a three-step process. Torah says asasa kol malacha, but it is whatever it is, the malacha, we'll get that in a second, the smichus to the mishkan, whatever it is, that, you know, so therefore you, boom, you come up with the mishnah on ayin gimel amud beis in Chol Gadol. That's quite an accomplishment already, right? Right? That's then for them there, the next step is to produce toldos, the toldos genesis process, or, project. And what happens then? The answer is each tolda, you've expanded, right, from losasikum malacha to 39, from 39 to who knows how many, right? There's no finite number of toldos. It's not limited. So, again, it doesn't have to be, I guess, in terms of chiluk malachos, but maybe it also just isn't because it's a different process. So, and that one, so it's the tachlis, and there is a fallout, or the tzura doesn't matter, maybe. Or, more likely, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, the tachlis is enough to generate malacha. But it generates it, right, with the tzura that is particular to that tolda. So then, every tolda, right, is shares a tachlis with its av, right? But also has a different tzura, which differentiates it from the av, enough that it's like, you know, chiluk malachos. Wow. What does Rabbi Lazar hold about toldos and toldos? Yechai for tolda b'makom av. Yechai for tolda b'makom tolda? In the same av? We just don't know. Could you be mechalek? Yes. You could still say, well, it's on that level. Therefore, vis-a-vis every other tolda, you know, on an, when you compare an av and a tolda, the lack of a tzura, you know, differentiates it. But is that what's going on? The lack of tzura means it's a different level, and it's not just lower and common, but different? Or again, it always fuses with its own tzura. If it fuses with its own tzura, then in theory, you know, different toldos are the same av. You know exactly what the Rambam was thinking about. You know, but the other way, maybe toldos of the same av are worse. Okay, so we have to. That's an important thing to think about in Rabbi Eliezer. You know, in this process. Oh, so part of this goes back to the, you know, to where we get the avos from, to begin with. And that, of course, is the question of the role of the Mishkan. Yeah.
Quick question, just about the Ritva. Is that the same as the Rambam's two, like the early and the
Poshim? Not exactly the same. It is in some respect. Meaning, he's saying that the Tolda, listen, in the sense that they're all not saying that the all we care about is the Tachlis and everything else is epistemological and everything is the same. That of course, they share in common. But as we're trying to show, once you don't say that, you know, you still have several options. One is to say everything is Tafa or everything is generic. The other is to say that. You know, there is, you know, that you then fuse, you know, this common tachlis with a new tzura, and you create a beria, you know, chadasha.
Right. So
there
are two things, the first and the
second. Yeah. So in that sense there. Okay, but I put them together because they're all a rejection of the more typical view, you know, which is that avos and toldos are the same, just... You know, the difference between the, you know, just a way of producing, you know, or defining the Tavas HaMalacha. So getting back to the Mishkan for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like what you were saying is that, which makes sense, that Toldos come from the Avos.
Mm-hmm.
But also possible that, like the Yerushalmi, which talks about that they were looking for all the Toldos and they were finding a Smach for the Toldos. And anyone that they didn't find a Smach, they just put it on the Kavadish. It sounds like it went with the opposite direction. That we know Toldos are Oscar, and we just have to connect them to an Av. If it goes in that direction, then the Lezer makes a lot of sense.
Say that one more time?
The Yerushalmi... Like,
no, like the Urayim, maybe, also.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi has a line that, like... The opener, Shimon, like, Oh, Sheish, Abdi, Abdin, Abdi, Behadia, Pirka, Tlas, Shnein, and Flod, Afgan, Minei, Argoin, Chaser, Achas, Toldosei, and Al-Kol, Chad, Bechada, Man, De, Ashukhan, Mismach, Sampinon, Hadelo Ashkhan Mismach Abduni Mishumakh Padish.
Right.
Seems like the opposite direction. If that's true, then Rebel Ezer makes a lot.
Well, again, that might mean that Toldos, that's what I was referring to the other day also, and I made reference to it today also earlier. What? That's kind of Klali.
Yeah.
Right. And then Makav Patish may be that. Or maybe you don't even need Makav Patish. I mentioned books of Daraisa, things like that, Los Asakom or Akshave. That you know, either they're under the rubric of Makav Patish or they're under the rubric of Los Asakom Malacha. So this also, you might say, the old Toldos are Los Asakom Malacha.
Yeah, and if it
so
goes in that direction, there's no shy of why, like, a Toldo would be totally distinct from an Av. It's obvious why. It doesn't even come from the Av. There's no process that it goes from.
They're just Malachos of stature.
Yeah.
I do think that that makes sense. And I was going to mention that in the context of the Urayim. The Urayim says, the Urayim is based on partially on the Yerushalmi. Urayim has a you know long excursion on Lamed HaSafas Melacha and on each one, very fascinating. So he has the view that basically the avos, even for the avos, in the saruah kasav lechacham, and that basically it's you know things of stature, and he quotes a lot that this Yerushalmi, other Yerushalmis, it's very heavily based on the Yerushalmi. So it seems like it's all klali in a way, but again. Klali that ends up, you know, looking different, and therefore maybe for Chiluk Malachos being sufficiently different. So yeah, I do think that's a slightly different model, and that's what the Yerushalmi and the Urayim seem to be operating with. Is a question, or we're good? Okay. So getting back to the Mishkan for a minute. So So what role does the Mishkan really play? So. You know, essentially based on what we've said, one possibility is that the Mishkan is a kind of mechayev. In other words, the role of Avos Malacha in the building of the Mishkan, you know, is part. And again, there's a lot to say about you know the Mikdash and you know, the creation of the world. And, you know, Chazal in particular, you know, really in the Parshios in Vayakel Pekude, Truma Tetzav, you know, Vayakel Pekude, Kisisa, speak a lot about, you know, the parallels between the Binyan Ha'olam, Briyas Ha'olam, you know, and the building of the Mikdash and the Mishkan. So the idea that, you know, what it takes to build, you know, a Mokom Shechina, you know, is something that establishes or invests in a certain process extra stature, you know, and that it becomes a malacha because of that, or is a malacha because of that, you know, is reasonable from that point of view. Both because of the role and status of the Mishkan, you know, and so on. So from that point of view, the Mishkan connection is part of, I wouldn't say alone, but it's certainly part of the Mechayev of Malacha. But that, of course, underscores the Tzura aspect of that Av, too, right? And raises the possibility, you know, then not Mukhrach, you know, that Toldos are going to be lacking that dimension, you know. Again, so just in terms of the genesis of Malachos, and we don't really care, you know, it starts with this, but then it's not that part of it. It's, you know, it then becomes the Tachlis, and then the Tachlis is equal. It's possible. Or no, it starts from that, and therefore the Tzura is part of what, you know, made it Chashuv, and made its Tachlis, you know, significant too. And then, you know, you lose a little bit off that in the Tolda. How much do you lose? You know, enough to make it only generic, enough to make it Tafel. You know, does it need then, you know, to hook up with its own tzura? All open questions. But the point I'm trying to make this very briefly is that the yichus of the tzura is enhanced by the view that the Mishkan isn't just a gilui milsa, let's say, but it is a mechai. The alternative is it's not the Mishkan. Right, it says that, you know, the Mishkan is a barometer. It's a shiur, in Dvarim Chashuvim. Right, how easy is it to get away from the Mishkan? What role does the Mishkan play? The massive Shabbos topic, again, which we're just touching on. But so, for our purposes, in terms of Malachos, for example, let's say you have things in the Mishkan, you know, but that weren't Chashuv. Okay, that's not so. Put it this way: if you have dvarim she'enam kol kach chashuvim that are in the Mishkan, then by virtue of their being in the Mishkan, become a malacha. Then the Mishkan as a mechayev is being, you know, clearly asserted. If you don't, it's no proof one way or another. It means because, you know, there were many things that happened in the Mishkan, you know, and there are things that we focus on and things that we, of course, that are more trivial, you know, just as. There are always incidental things, you know, that take place, even in a context which is mechayev. Right, talked about it in terms of tonight, God bnei gadim bnei ruvein. Right, so there are many other like details of those conditions that don't become mishpatei tanayim, you know, because they're trivial. You're always going to have some sort of a threshold of what you count, and that's going to be true even if the malachos of the Mishkan are mechayev. Right, there are going to be some aspects of them that we're going to ignore as being incidental, peripheral, etc. So that's not going to be particularly. It's if the peripheral or acknowledged peripheral things, right, have stature only by virtue of their being in the Mishkan, that's going to be important. Or, for example, right, in addition to Dvarim She'enam Chashuvim, let's say differentiations, very adin, very subtle, very refined. You know, distinctions in terms of separating out avos. Let's say I can explain why certain action would be an av malacha, but that doesn't necessarily explain why it would be a differentiated av malacha. In other words, what I'm talking about is, what am I talking about? Borer, Zora, Merake, right? You know, maybe Shoved Umedaktik, but definitely Borer, Zora, Umerake. Which, you know, are key to this whole topic. Because we all agree that Borer, Zohar, Merakeh should qualify as an av malacha, but it's not so obvious that it should be three malachos. Hainu borer, hainu zora, hainu marake. That the Gemara itself adds. The Gemara says, oh, but they were different in the Mishkan. So in addition to the quet, what I'm saying is, the more the Mishkan is a mechayiv, it may be able to take dvarim she'inam chashuv and turn it into a davar chashuv, or we don't care that it's not chashuv. That might be even a better formulation. It was in the Mishkan. Although you need to draw the line with that somewhere, to be fair. Dvarim chashuvim, you know, but that seem to be, you know, too similar to each other to be different, that's another area. And again, here too, methodologically, at some point you need to just say, well, this is the same thing. Right. But the point is, if we are motivated, you know, to take a magnifying glass, you know, to examine them, to find, you know, distinctions, you know, that will justify their difference, the more, again, if the motivation is, you know, part of the process to reveal to us that these distinctions are important, that's one thing. But if the motivation, you know, is to be magdir the differences, you know, without really walking away convinced, you know, that they deserve separate av malacha other than being, you know, different and being separate in the Mishkan, right? Those are two perspectives. So if we find inordinately, you know, that the Mishkan plays a role, you know, in qualifying a malacha to be a malacha, where it seems like we're acknowledging it's not chashuv otherwise, or in distinguishing subtly between malachos, where it seems that they should be one, right? Or in any other, you know, aspect of chiyuv and ptur. For example, the Bali Tosas in Shabbos on Tzadi Dalet, and Yireim has this as well, suggests that malacha sheinu tzricha legufa is defined by the Mishkan. We'll get to a different perspective on that soon. That malacha sheinu tzricha legufa is determined by how the malacha was performed in the Mishkan. Okay, it's one thing to say that the malachos are defined, you know, by the Mishkan. But to say that, you know, the tachlis ha-malacha, the malacha shein tzricha legufa is defined by the Mishkan. The more expansive we are about the role of the Mishkan in a way which isn't, you know, after the fact compelling per se, right, the more it sounds like it's part of the mechayev. So, for example, the Gemara has a discussion about moshit. Cases of moshit that are chayiv, cases of moshit that are patur, is it only due to what was done in the Mishkan? That's it? Or again, once we know what was done and what wasn't done, so then we can figure out how really these are different processes. Right? These are different, very different perspectives. The more the Mishkan is a mechayiv, the more the tsura matters, the more pressured toldos are. But if the Mishkan, you know, is just, let's say the Mishkan, you know, whenever any role it plays is completely illogical. And again, it might epistemologically be important. We would have known it unless we took our magnifying glass, but now we realize that this subtle difference is a key difference in malacha. In other words, we're convinced about Zora, Bora, Maraka being sufficiently different. Right? Or Moshit, Lamala, or Lamata being different. Or that, you know, Malach Shein Tzricha, the Tachlis on Malach is defined by the Mishkan, because, yeah, maybe that was the Platonic, you know, context of it. Like the ultimate, you know, Mavir, and the ultimate Hotzah, and the ultimate Boneh, and the ultimate Tofer, you know, is in the Mishkan, so of course it defines it. The more we can, if we can walk away saying it's not Gzeiras HaKasuv, or it's not a din in the Mishkan, you know, but where can, you know, it's just, this is the methodology to convince us that these are the Hagdaros, right? Then the Tzura, in the end of the day, is still not asserting itself in any kind of very primal way. And then the possibility that toldos are the equivalent of avos in the next level remains perfectly intact. By the same token, if we dafka go outside the Mishkan, if we can substitute dvarim chashuvim for the Mishkan here and there, right? Or if we emphasize, you know, malachos, you know, due to the Mishkan, but in their non-Mishkan form, and it sounds very complicated, but hopefully we're explaining each one and you get the basic idea. For example, you know, a very interesting facet of the Mishnah Ein Gimel and Kol Gadol that the Gemara, notes and discusses and deals with is, you know, the role of Sidura de Pas. Right? Because it was really Bishol Samanim, not Afia, for example, in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, we organize the Avos Malacha according to Sidura de Pas. You know, that's why, that explains the discrepancy. So without, again, going into detail right now, that's all just like mnemonic or some other. No, it's really the Avos are the Mishkan. You know, but on some other, for some other benefit, you know, we translate them into other, you know, processes, including Sidur the Pas, because of the prominence it has, you know, in our daily lives, etc. But, you know, there's no nafkamina, no special status because of Sidur the Pas. Okay, then you can dismiss it. The more you think that, you know, there was a process in which Bishol turned into Afia, you know, and some of the other Sidure de Passes, but that, you know, process has nafkaminas, lahalacha, it's a substantive thing, Sidure de Pass, and there are such indications in some of the Rishonim. Tisha, the Gemara is discussing Kotesh. The more that is true, then we see that the Mishkan was just a means to an end. Mishkan wasn't the Mechaya. The process got a little more complicated when it came to certain Avos Malacha. But really, again, so the Girsos that we have, you know, it needs to be Chashuv in the Mishkan, it's Chashuv because it was in the Mishkan, either you need the Mishkan or Chashuv. These are all very important questions. Right. So, or for example, as I say in Belechas Machshaves, the role of the Mishkan. These all become very crucial questions. So just on the Gemara itself, which I did tell you to look at, that's very fascinating. I said we're not going to finish this. I thought we'd finish it today, but we'll finish this, hopefully, these things on Tuesday, and then talk about Nezikin and Taurus. On the Taurus, I'll still give you Mar Makomos. I don't want to get too deeply into it either, but on the Taurus issue, we want to discuss the Cherev Kechalol, which is... you know, Tosas here all the time. But also look up the Rambam, in Ilchasot Satoma, and his Shita, and also look at the Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah, in, you know, the beginning of, the Parsha there in of Chukas, the Parsha of Cherev Kechalol. And, you know, maybe Tosas, maybe we'll give you a couple of Tosas to look at in addition to this one, maybe Tosas and Nazir. Yeah, we'll try to do that quickly, but just to get a sense of what Avos and Toldos in Tuma are, just, you know, for the sake of appreciating the models a little better. But we'll try to finish up with the Shabbos on Tuesday. Yeah. So what I was saying just now was that the different Girsos matter. Zoreb Borem Rakeb matter a lot. The question is when the Gemara says Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Marakeid, and then the Gemara says, but they were different because they were in the Mishkan. We'll talk about that a little more. Just look what the Rishonim say about it. What did the Gemara mean, Lamaskana? The Gemara meant, you're right, they're all the same conceptually, but being in the Mishkan matters, the Tzura alone matters, the Tachlis is the same. Right? it would be interesting in light of that to see, are the toldos of Zora, Bora, Merake different from each other? Right? What does the Gemara mean? You know, if not for the Mishkan, we wouldn't have appreciated the nuance difference, you know, between them. Not in Tachlis, probably, but in terms of the Tzura. Or the fact that the Tzura matters, or that these particular Tzuros are different enough. But now we do, and therefore, of course, there'll be toldos that are, you know, separate from one to the other to the other. And that'll be a paradigm. It's interesting. The Marie Katz in Shidduch Beis Yosef in Bava Kamma, right, as we know, wants to explain Rashi, the difficult Rashi. Okay, what's a difficult Rashi? Aaron? Different Rashi here in Bava Kamma. When Rashi says, you're chayv toldo b'makam, you're not chayv toldo b'makam av, what does Rashi say? Here, right here. On the first page. Elachada. Lo b'chayv elachada? Read it. What? Yeah. So what's the talk about in that Rashi? A Rashi.
As in, why does it make it? Why is it that you do? Why is it that you're not chayv the tolda? What if you do the av? What if you do the tolda first? Why don't you just say you're chayv the tolda?
Yeah. Or why don't you say you're chayv once because you did the same thing twice, right? This is the Rashi. We've already made reference to it, right? By the way, it seems to be against the Rashi in Shabbos. Right? Everybody see? And Samech Chesamad Aleph in Shabbos? The Mishnah in the beginning of Kol Gadol, you know, has this halacha. And Rashi and Samech Chesamad Aleph, just if you want to see how else you could have said it, what is it saying here?
Last yeah.
Right? The last one on the Mishnah. Kediktoni Seifa Ha'osa Malachos Harbe Main Malacha Achas Shte Toldos Shal Av Echad Eno Chai Velachatos Echad Arehu Ka'osa V'chozer V'osa V'helem Echad V'in Chiluk Chatos V'helem Echad Ela Begufe Avera She'enen Domim O B'chiluk Shabbasos Linen Shiga Shabbos. Meaning is Osa V'osa. Right? Rashi here says, if you do an av and a toldo, you're chayv for the av. So the Marie Katz, you know, zeroes in on it. Says, oh, obviously Rashi thinks that a tolda is tafel to the ikar, the av. Here, of course, you might be mechalek between av and a tolda, and for example, av and main av. Right? If you do an av twice, if you do zoreah v'zoreah, that's of course, or kotzer v'kotzer. Let's say you do kotzer botzer or zoreya v'noteya. Right? There's no tafel if it's main av. That's like doing the same malacha twice. But if you do, you know, let's say according to Rashi, noteya and zomer, right, one which is an av, the other is a tolda, so you're chay for the av, because that's the ikar. You're potter for the tafel. Ah, but in explaining that, Marie Katz, who has the language open? Ezra, you have it? Should it come back to us? Go ahead. No. I'm saying good. What, isn't that sensational?
Yeah. It says that clearly it has to be agreeous of a tolda because we know from Zora, Merake, and Bora that even if you do avos that are very similar to each other, you're high for each one independent.
Which means that he thinks that an av and a tolda, he thinks two things. Number one, that Zora, Bora, Merakade, it's not just the din and Machayev and the Mishkan, even though they're really objectively doesn't. So, you know, again, there are two possibilities. The Mishkan reveals, right, a subtle difference, but subtle's enough. or the Mishkan is Mechayev. If the Mishkan is Mechayev, then there's no comparison to Av and Atolda. If the Mishkan reveals that subtle differences are sufficient, then you can say what Marikat says, but even then it's Mechudash, because those are different, right? And as Av Malach, the Mishkan reveals that they're different Malachos. So what he seems to also be saying is that being Tafel to the Ikar, or having a different Tzura, would have made it into a different Malacha, or just like Zohar Bora Marakade, right? If not for the fact that it was Tafel. It's a combination of them. We were talking before. Maybe it's Tafel. Maybe it's a new Malacha because it's a fusion with, or Tafel slash hyphen Tzura, right? Okay, one more time, just read the line, one more time, because people didn't catch it. So by making that comparison, he's saying something about that Gemara, and he's saying something very important, in addition to reinforcing the Rashi here, about Tolda. Right? But you wouldn't say the same thing about Me'inav, you couldn't. It's not Tafel. Right? Even though you could have argued that the difference in Sura, which makes it a Me'inav, would make it even more different than the Av and the Tolda. Apparently not according to Marikatz. So what I want to talk about just, again, I have to stop here, but is the, I want to talk still about the other Makoros that I have. The Gemara in Shabbos on Mem Tesla Beis. Let's just frame the question very quickly. Bora Zohar Marakid is one issue. Shovin and Medaktek is another issue. Kotesh is a third issue. Sidur Nahas is a fourth issue. Now, there are many issues, as you can see. But where the Malachos even come from and how we understand the Mishkan connection is maybe the first question. So what do you have in the Gemara? Michael? In the Gemara in Shabbos, about where the Malachos come from. The Avos, where do they come from? The 39 Avos Malachos. Gemara is two deos. Correct? No, forget about a girsa here, but I mean you'll have that there off. But before you get to that, the Gemara says, you know, Hadr Yosvi, right? They had this whole conversation. Where do the Malachos come from? How do we know for 39 of us Malacha? Torah mentions Havara, Torah mentions Hotza'a, maybe Choresh and Kotzer, and then it says Kol Malacha. How do we know all the Malachos? Right? Mem Tesumid Beis. You didn't see that? Like that again, right?
Yeah. Isn't that the one that says that says the word Malacha 39 like?
Yeah, but you shouldn't be asking like, you know, isn't there? That's the Gemara that we're talking about that we assign.
I haven't been here before.
Okay. Hoodie, inside?
It's on the board.
Oh, it's on the board. Oh. Arya is doing his magic. Okay. Are you? So what is it? 2 days in the Gemara.
Either from the Mishkan or how many times it says.
Either from the Mishkan or how many times where you say the word Malacha. Okay. So there's a day in the Gemara that has nothing to do with the Mishkan. If it has to do with Malacha, so either there's a Mesora or it's a stature thing. You pick out the top 39, you know, Malachos, Chashuvos in the world. Oh. Except that the Bali Tosis point out, this is what's so fascinating. What do they point out? Nathan?
Even Malacha holds a Mishkan.
It's hard to discount the Mishkan no matter what. Because at the end of the day, right, where do the, let's say you have 39 Malachos, where do they come from? Is it a coincidence that they're no one argues against the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis? Everybody agrees those are the Malachos. Right? The question is, do we know them from the Mishkan? Do we know from the word Malacha? Let's say you know them from the word Malacha. So how do you know which ones are the Malacha? Again, you take the top 39 in the world. So in a way, the Urayim, based again on heavy reliance on the Yerushalmi, which he has in general in Malacha Shabbos, tries to answer that question, say by saying Masaruah Kasav V'Chachamim. It's sensational. Meaning, you know, the Chachamim really could fill, just like, you know, the Masaruah Kasav V'Chachamim, you know, from Malacha Shechol HaMoed, except Malacha Shechol HaMoed, we don't consider it to be the prime category of Isur Malacha. Right? So they picked the Mishkan, right? They could have decided there would have been other ones. That's an unbelievable perspective. But the Bali Tosis, you have the line in Tosis?
Is the Ein Svara Lomar Shemidaitzan Birurum Malachos HaChashubos Vasa Avos?
Yeah. So therefore, it must be, says Tosis, that even the one who says Malacha Malacha Malachto 39 times is still working with the Mishkan. But then Tosis is stuck. Because then they say, so what's the Machlokas on the Gemara? And they really don't have an answer. You have the line, Leah, read it, Micha. Go ahead.
All
gold, with what he's saying, right? Meaning, Tosis is getting into the nitty gritty of the process. Right? If the numbers matter, because if we didn't have numbers, then we wouldn't necessarily think that, we wouldn't be inspired to conclude that Zora, Bora, Merakade are different. Right? If we have to break it down 39, and you have to figure out what are the 39 most, let's say there are 35 obviously different malachos from each other, right? And then, you know, if you want to get really subtle about it, you know, there might be 39, or there might be 43, or there might be 52. How subtle should we get? So the answer is we know we have to pick everything from the Mishkan, right? And as for the number, which dictates the threshold, if you say to me, you give me like, you know, 100 candidates for something, and you say, you know, pick the most differentiated or most chashuv, that's also two different things, you know, pick 80 or pick 20, right? So we're going to have a very different list. Or let's say, you know, pick 20, and the rest have to, you know, come under that under the 20. Like, that's a different, very different process, very different challenge. You know, in terms of reconstructing what, you know. So Tosis is saying that. Keep going. So Tosis says, how, you know, much of a magnifying glass should we be putting on Zohar Bora Merakade or Shovet Medakdek or these kind of things?
Yes, or Lomer Ken, the low polygmita.
The Gemara itself tries to bring a raya for one view over the other.
Yeah.
So Tosfos has an answer. Right? The Ramban seems more comfortable with it. Ramban says this, but seems more comfortable with it. So I would like to suggest, I can't know this for certain, but again, Tosis is uncomfortable. Tosis thinks that, you know, maybe you go back to the first idea, but, you know, that's problematic in its own right. But I think that's what kind of the Urayim was saying. You know, we may end up taking from the Mishkan, but that's because, you know, we decided that those are the ones, but it really isn't the din in the Mishkan at all. It didn't have to be a din in the Mishkan. Maybe there are things from other places, in theory. Okay. Well, I think the Ramban is more comfortable with this. So what are the two deos? So I think that what you'd say for some Rishonim is that the two deos are exactly what we've been talking about. Namely, everybody agrees that there's a Mishkan, and everybody agrees that there's a number. And the question really is, the Mishkan is a Mechayev, and therefore the Surah matters more, or the Mishkan is an indication, it's a reflection, it's just a process of getting the malachos. And these questions that we were talking about, Sidur the Pas, and Zohar Baruch Merakeid, even how you look at the Mahalakha, and maybe even Nafkamina, right? And how you look at Avos and Toldos, and, you know, seemingly arbitrary things that are Mechayev or Poter because they were in the Mishkan. Maybe these are the Nafkamina between that question. Okay. Yeah?
It's a Gilui Milsa, the Mishkan.
I'm sorry, that's a question. Is it Gili Milsa? Or is it, you know, the role that it played there is part of the Mechal? The more it's just Gili Milsa, the easier it is to say that the Surah itself is not as important. Maybe it's not important at all. Really, really, it's to, you know, it's the Gili Milsa of what the Tachlis is. Okay. So these are some of the issues. We'll talk a little more about them in the next time. But then I want to talk also about concretely the Nafkamina, meaning what about Hasruah? And what about Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? And what about Tziruf L'Shir between an Avad and a Tolda? Right? Chiluk Hatos, possibilities, or at least Havaminas, we just did talk about, right? So we'll talk further, a little further about this on Tuesday. And we can also discuss the get into the Mazikin part. And also Wednesday we'll try to do 2:00 all day.